A new report says that soil degradation caused by human activity is increasing climate change and affecting our ability to produce food. Degradation includes deforestation, overwatering, and chemical-intensive farming. The report was released today at a meeting of the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services in Paris. Soil has three times more carbon than the atmosphere, so damaging the soil causes more carbon to be released into the atmosphere, which speeds up climate change, leading to volatile weather that can make agricultural conditions even worse. One of the places where you can see that up close is in Guatemala, where many people have been fleeing in part because of climate change that has hurt farmers and led to more food insecurity. Tim Padgett of WLRN has our story.
Abraham is an indigenous farmer. That pow pow he's describing is the sound of his hoe hitting dry earth back in his native Guatemala. After years of drought and erosion, the soil in the western Quiché highlands he calls home is hard as rock, and it no longer produces the crops his family needs to live. Corn, beans. When I was younger, we often had full harvests, says Abraham. Now, nothing. So in December, facing starvation, Abraham took his wife and two young boys on a two-week-long trek to the U.S. border. There they asked for asylum. After U.S. immigration officials processed them, they headed for Lake Worth in South Florida to join the large indigenous Guatemalan community here. Now they share a two-bedroom apartment with five other Guatemalan migrant families. A river used to run by my village, but it's gone, says Abraham, who asked us not to use his last name since his asylum case is pending. He adjusts the bracelet monitor U.S. officials put on his ankle and says, "Our pretty country is no longer there." At least not his corner of Guatemala, part of El Corredor Seco, the dry corridor. Scientists say climate change has been severely hostile to agriculture in that region. Last year, farmers there say they lost as much as 90% of their crops.
The number of Guatemalan families, new arrivals, are increasing. And I see the level of desperation, extreme poverty.
Amanda Escalante is a family aid coordinator at the nonprofit Guatemalan Maya Center in Lake Worth. She says the Guatemalans she's helping now are part of the world's new and growing cohort of displaced people, climate change refugees.
This is a reality. If there is not agriculture in Guatemala, how can they survive?
But how has climate change made Guatemala's Corredor Seco so much harsher? What distinguishes this from, say, a regular cycle of drought?
Volatility is really what affects farming systems.
Dan McQuillan is a Guatemala expert and agriculture programs manager for the nonprofit Catholic Relief Services. He spoke to me from Calgary, Canada. He says that climate change volatility is so damaging because it brings things like erratic bursts of hard rain even during drought. And that can kill crops not just for one harvest, but for years to come.
The soil is baked hard as concrete, and the rain comes pouring down, battering the crop, and then just runs off. We're seeing a tremendous amount of erosion and loss of the productive topsoil.
For that reason, McQuillan thinks Trump's plan to cut off aid to Guatemala and other Central American countries will backfire.
It's just going to increase the pressures on these smallholder farmers to migrate.
But many in Washington are concerned that Central American governments don't use U.S. dollars effectively. Guatemala's environment minister, Alfonso Alonso, says he has a climate change relief program, yet he says he has no environmental experience. Guatemalan migrants say they saw little help from their government. Like Guillermina, who is 20. She asked us not to use her last name because her own asylum case is pending. She's an indigenous Guatemalan woman who arrived in Lake Worth, Florida, just a few weeks ago from Huehuetenango, part of the Corredor Seco. Shortly before Guillermina left for the U.S. border, her mother died of an illness made worse by malnutrition. Her mother also left a one-year-old baby boy. In her Maya dialect, Guillermina says she couldn't leave her baby brother Ronaldo behind.
I carried Ronaldo in my shawl the entire way. He got a fever and I was afraid he'd die, but I got him to the border and into a hospital.
Because Guillermina is not Ronaldo's mother, U.S. immigration officials couldn't let her bring him to Lake Worth. For now, he's in a crib in El Paso, Texas, one of the youngest climate change refugees in U.S. custody right now. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.